This is HPR episode 2790 entitled My YouTube Subscriptions #5 and is part of the series YouTube Subscriptions. It is hosted by Ahuka and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is part 5 of my list of subscribed channels.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode in my ongoing description of the various YouTube channels I subscribe to. Rather a lot of them, don't you think? And, you know, I unsubscribed about 20 of them before I even started recording these. That probably tells you something right there, doesn't it? So, next on my list is something called Mental Floss. Which is a quirky little and generally humorous thing. What they've been doing lately is what they call Scatterbrain, which is a 10-minute or so video with like 4 or 5 chapters inside, by each one by a different host, but themed together. So there was one about everything you need to know about the holidays, another one, everything you need to know about space, cooking facts and life hacks, beer facts and life hacks. So there's probably some things here that I imagine people who've listened to Hacker Public Radio would probably enjoy. Then there's Minute Earth. Minute Earth is a nice little they're a little bit more than a minute, but let's say generally 2, 2.5 minutes, something like that. So they're, you know, science related, something about, it doesn't have to be necessarily about ecology. So, the bird poop that changed the world, you know, all about guano. Why are fewer people getting appendicitis? Why are your fingerprints unique? So basically nice quirky little things that you might enjoy. Then there's Minute Physics. And Minute Physics is more specifically, about physics. These are very interesting. So, examples, Hardy's paradox, the quantum double-double slit. Very interesting little thing. Impossible muons. How to stop structures from shaking. Legitimate cold fusion exists. Muon catalyzed. So I think that's something that's a bit of fun. And these are typically roughly 5-minute videos, typically. Then there's a channel I subscribe to called Mona Lisa Twins. These girls are twins from Austria, I believe. And they're really into pop music, and they're big fans of the Beatles and have done covers of a number of Beatles tunes, and they do original stuff. And, you know, it's fun. Either you like it or you don't. So I like it. Then there's Monty Python. And I should not need to describe to you what Monty Python is about, but they do have a channel. And so sometimes they'll present little bits from the TV series or from the movies, other times interviews. Eric Idle breaks down his most iconic routines. You know, Eric Idle does get interviewed a lot on this, probably because he's willing to be interviewed a lot. Birth scene from Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. The Galaxy song from Monty Python's Meaning of Life. So, you know, if you're a Monty Python fan, it's probably a channel you might want to take a look at. Next one I want to mention is called Objectivity. This is another one of Brady Haran's. And what this does is it goes mostly to the Royal Society, although he has visited a few other places as well, some other archives. But the largest part of it is at the Royal Society, and he goes down into the vaults with the librarian, Keith, and sometimes with a special guest. So, among the guests that he's had, there is Justin from Smarter Every Day, which we'll get to, there's also Hannah Fry, who is a mathematician, who is one of the people who is on the Numberphile channel that we've already talked about, and also has is a co-host, I think, of a podcast. I haven't actually got around to listening to it, but it's a BBC podcast. And so the idea is that they find stuff in the vaults and go take a look at it. This might be a scientific paper submitted 300 years ago to the Royal Society. And so what they do is usually they go to the card catalog and sort of blindfolded pull something out and go see what it is. Sometimes it's fascinating, other times maybe not so much. They have what they call the white gloves of destiny, that they put on the white gloves and then pull out a card. So what did we get? Telescopes and Pyramids with Physics Girl, Droplets in Motion, Hannah Fry, Newton's Dog Ears. Apparently he would sometimes dog ear the pages of his books, and so on. So I think it's interesting. Then there's the channel called Official Go RVing. Go RVing, that this has stuff that comes, I think a lot of this stuff is on like cable television and things like that. And they've got these videos that you can then watch on YouTube. Which brings us to PBS Eons. Now, PBS in the United States is the public broadcast system. It's not exactly analogous to the BBC, because the BBC is a lot bigger, but it's the public television here in the United States, and it is specifically has more of an educational, cultural focus rather than looking to get a mass audience. And what has happened is that PBS has gone digital. And what that means is that they are sponsoring a number of channels that appear on YouTube. And I think we have probably already mentioned at least one of them as we went along. But this is PBS Eons. And what this is looking at, long history of the world, okay? So when humans were prey, humans were not always as dominant as they are now. So at one point, they had to be pretty nimble to stay alive. Why Megalodon definitely went extinct. How blood evolved many times. And this is interesting because they point out that there's no single thing called blood that evolved once and then spread everywhere. It was something that evolved independently in different species in different ways. And sometimes it's based on iron, sometimes it's based on copper, or, you know, there's a number of different things. Life, sex, and death among the dire wolves. How horses took over North America twice. You know, a lot of people don't realize that horses originally evolved in North America because at the time of the Columbian Exchange, there were no horses in North America. The horses were brought in by the Europeans. And so that was the second time the horses took over North America. The first time would be when they evolved a long time ago. Then here's another PBS digital channel, Space Time, with Dr. Matt Dowd. And this is strictly advanced physics. So these are probably average 15, 16 minutes apiece. And sometimes three or four of them will be strung together as a series to explore deeper topics. So, are virtual particles a new layer of reality? Quantum physics in a mirror universe. Why string theory is wrong? And they also did one, why string theory is right. So, explored all of that, those aspects. Are dark matter and dark energy the same? Will the universe expand forever? What does dark energy really do? So this is a lot of fun if you're into physics. If you're not into physics, then obviously you won't have anything to do with that. The next one, periodic videos. And this is a reference to the periodic table. This is a series about various elements. And this is another one of those things Brady Haran did with Professor Martin Polyakov, who I believe is Sir Martin Polyakov. And so each episode is focuses on a particular element in some way. So there's one, thorium, plutonium, gold, mercury, and so on. They'll talk about the Nobel Prize in chemistry. What was all of that about? So it's a chemistry thing. And I think rather interesting. Then there's Physics Girl. Okay. And this is now a PBS Digital. I think it was started, this young lady, drawing a blank on her name right now. I think she started the channel. She was a physics major at MIT and, is into trying to explain the physics behind everyday things, and then her channel did well enough that PBS took it over, sponsoring it. So, how to make a square vortex ring, how to make a fluid climb upwards, what size magnet can erase a credit card? let's see, why is the universe flat? So, stuff about physics, basically. Rolling on TV. This is, I think it is basically a YouTube broadcast of something that appears on cable television. So it's about 25 minutes long. And it has several different segments, might be doing different things. So it's all about RVs. And also RV Education 101. You know, this is strictly how-to stuff. Obviously, I am trying to learn more about RVs. Are really complicated. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, you've got the being on the road and dealing with the tires and all and your suspension, and then you've got your plumbing and your electrical, and you know, it's just it's not a simple thing. But something that I'm getting involved in. And another one, RV to Freedom, learning to live in an RV. And again, this is very much a how-to kind of thing. There's a couple who, you know, put this thing together. These are longer, so they have some short ones, but many of these things are, you know, half hour to an hour long. Then there is Scientium, another science thing. And Scientium is an element of knowledge, is what he says. So this is the this is a channel that is related to Veritasium, and Derek something. Don't remember his last name. Got a PhD in physics, I believe. But got into the videos and the science education thing. So this is one of his channels. It kind of lapsed a little while back, but he's looks like he's going to be reviving it because he just put out another video a few days ago about, and you may have heard about this, the study of impacts on the moon. And one of the things they discovered was, oh, apparently the rate of impacts increased noticeably about 300 million years ago. Now, that probably means that the impacts on the Earth increased noticeably 300 years ago as well. It's just harder to get evidence of that because everything erodes. On the moon, it's a little easier to figure that out. Then, Sci-Fry, which is Science Friday. All right, that's Science Friday is a public radio program here in the United States that happens on Friday afternoons. It's about 2 hours. The host is Ira Flato, and it basically brings on scientists. They have a certain amount of call-in stuff, so people can call in with questions and talking about science things that are in the news. And it can be almost anything in science that that they might want to talk about. So I think that's fun. But one of the things they started doing was doing videos. And these can be typically not terribly long, you know, up to 10 minutes. Perhaps. What are some of these things? Discovering the past through dinosaur poop. All right. So you examine these coprolites, these fossilized feces of dinosaurs, and what is that going to tell you? Turning the tide on jellyfish stings. All right. So taking a look at how you can deal with that. Those are very painful. Bumblebee barf. Yes, queen. Cat gut your tongue. All right. Raccoons, tricky trash pandas, or misunderstood. All right. Then back to SciShow. SciShow, we've already talked about from the folks at Complexly. And we talked about the overall SciShow and also SciShow Space. This is SciShow Psych. So this is a series of videos with the topic particularly being on psychology. So they do one on sensory deprivation. How does that affect you? Does it help you think? Why does music make you emotional? Interesting one. Music affects me very strongly. But then a number of things do. So, how restaurants use psychology. Does IQ really measure how smart you are? Why is that baby staring at me? So, it's interesting. So, focus specifically on psychology, and you know, that's something we all probably want to learn more about. And so, if you want to do that, go into SciShow Psych and check that out. And I'm hitting about the 20-minute mark, so that usually signals to me it's time to cut this one off. I think I got enough to do one more. So. For now, this is Ahuka signing off for Hacker Public Radio and telling you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.